For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry reporting from the nation's capital. On Inauguration Day, a tale of two Americas. In Washington, D.C., a divided city. Protesters at the Navy Monument on one side of Pennsylvania Avenue chanting, "Not my president," and Trump supporters on the other cheering, hopeful for a better deal for middle-class white America. Marie is from South Georgia. She wears one of those red Make America Great Again hats. She has great hope for America under the new president.
I'm hoping that we get 4 years at least that turn around what's been going the wrong direction for the last 8 years. So,
what are some of the problems that you see with that Obama administration that's going out now?
The only thing that it helped was folks that were completely broke or rich. Those of us in the middle had no hope.
Baba G is a Sikh leader from Chicago. He fights discrimination faced by his community because of their turbans and their beards. He says Trump isn't his man, but he has great respect for the office.
As a president of the United States, not personally, not the individually, because no, he's the president of our country. That's our responsibility to support him.
Mike Lee is a software engineer. He's one of many who have traveled to the nation's capital from throughout the U.S. He's in D.C. from Colorado, waiting at a security checkpoint for the non-ticketed area to get into the National Mall.
I believe everyone going on in the mall except ticketed people are going through this one gate. It's going to take, I'm guessing, a couple hours just to get through this line.
And what are some of the signs that you're seeing? Like, you have a sign that says, "Too many to list." What are you saying?
That's right. Well, in making my sign, I was trying to think of all the reasons that I thought Mr. Trump was unfit to be president. And I couldn't choose just one. There are just so many. It made my head spin. So I just put "too many to list" on my sign.
On the National Mall, there's the white covering, now famous for showing the contrast in numbers, with many fewer people this inauguration than President Obama's in 2008. And while it was very difficult to move from side to side during the Women's March rally the next day because of enormous crowds, during the inauguration, there was plenty of room to move about, despite what Trump and his lieutenants later said about a well-attended inaugural. But it was a boisterous crowd when President Obama is seen on the Jumbotron. There were boos, but shouts of joy when Donald Trump appears. A supporter from Maryland says he looks like a mean SOB, just what the country needs. Jacob Velasquez says he has mixed feelings.
There is a little bit of anxiety with the division that we have faced recently, but I am always hopeful. I think what we're facing now is going to be a drastic change from what we've seen in the past. The last 8 years has been one direction, and now we're moving in another direction. And I hope that direction takes us someplace good. I don't know. I don't know where it's going to take us, but I'm hopeful.
As a Mexican-American, Velasquez defends Trump's stance on immigration, which has many families worried about their future.
I think people misinterpret a little bit. You see, we have to differentiate between legal immigrants and illegal immigrants. And an illegal immigrant, it's not, people like to say no human being is illegal, but the idea is it's not that they themselves are illegal, but it's by not respecting the laws when you enter into a country and respecting that you have to go through a process, you are breaking the laws of that country. And it's just not respectful to that country.
My fellow Americans, we live in a challenging and tumultuous time.
Senate Minority Leader, New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
Whether we live with disabilities or do not, in wealth or in poverty, we are all exceptional in our commonly held yet fierce devotion to our country and in our willingness to sacrifice our time, energy, and even our lives to making it a more perfect union. Today we celebrate one of democracy's core attributes, the peaceful transfer of power. And every day we stand up for core democratic principles enshrined in the Constitution, the rule of law, equal protection for all under law, the freedom of speech, press, religion, that the things that make America, America.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
Mr. Vice President-elect, would you raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, Michael Richard Pence, do solemnly swear.
I, Michael Richard Pence, do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
All alone on the National Mall, Jack Burns from New York City wears a large Gay Pride flag, it says, and still we rise.
And to show the other half of America that elected this man that, you know, I'm here and I'm not afraid of them, and I'm allowed to take part in this just like they are. I'm bearing witness to what I consider a travesty, and I'm not proud to be an American today, unfortunately.
We just heard Mike Pence, who's extremely anti-LGBTQ, being sworn in. Mm-hmm. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, it breaks my heart as an American. I see his face on the monitor right now, and it. I don't really have words for what I feel. He believes that homosexuality is a mental disorder and should be and can be repaired, and I find that abhorrent. Like it's disgusting to me, and I am just so filled with rage that I have no outlet for that, and I'm here expressing that, but I really do feel like there is nothing else I can do at this point other than be here and confront these people for what they've done to our country.
But you have here we have the anthem playing, and people are wearing Make America Great hats, and they're practically saluting television monitors here.
That's their right, as it is my right to stand here with my flag and object. And that's why we live in the greatest country in the world. I'm a patriot. I love my country. Today is not a good day for our country.
So what do you see going forward? Because you do have a community. You have a community in New York City. It's not as if you're, you know, a lone person.
Exactly. No, it's going to be 4 years of constant outrage. I'm going to implement it every day in my life. I'm going to use that outrage to be productive and to educate people every day. And I think any LGBT person, especially in the middle of America, somewhere where you are isolated, it is their, you know, I hope that they can find the strength and be brave enough to stand up and educate other people in their life. Because I think if we don't, we get back to here, where we are now.
And you should know that as you're wearing this, many people have come behind you and they're taking photos.
Yeah, of course. Good. That's why I'm here.
Introduce the Chief Justice of the United States, John G. Roberts, Jr., who will administer the presidential oath of office. Everyone, please stand.
I, Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Then Donald Trump delivers a speech to his base.
For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes, starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you.
And in a gentle rain, Trump supporters believe he'll be better for America. But tears run down the cheeks of some, anger bubbles up for others, and activists reaffirm their commitment to resist Donald Trump and his policies. As people file out of the National Mall, some decide to wait and line the parade route on Pennsylvania Avenue for Donald and Melania Trump to walk down the avenue as president and first lady. On the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue, though, at the Navy Memorial, is WBAI's sister Pacifica radio station, WPFW, and it's broadcasting speeches of resistance in a rally organized by the ANSWER Coalition, which stands for Act Now to Stop War and End Racism.
D.C.
Shut it down!
Trump!
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 Shut it down!
Make some noise!
Lewis Wolf, Veterans for Peace member, says President Obama left an empire behind,
which he has helped to build around the world. We have over 1,000 U.S. bases around the world. They're not there to keep the peace. They're there to establish empire. So we call for an end of empire. And if Obama will leave any legacy, it is to remember that he has left behind thousands. How many thousands of people in mass incarceration in this country, which his predecessor, Bill Clinton, helped to make possible? But I'm not going to leave Bill Clinton's partner in crime out of this discussion. Hillary, who thought she was entitled to be a president. Well, she forgot that the will of the American people said we want something different. We don't want any more empire. Margaret Prescott was talking about Haiti. Do you know that 300,000 people died in 33 seconds during the earthquake? What did Hillary and Bill do? Bill particularly collected millions of dollars at the UN the week after the earthquake. Well, he's never delivered more than 10% of that money. There's no papers. There's no accounting for that money. And Bill Clinton himself is proud that he talked about crime while Hillary talked about the basket of deplorables. The basket of deplorables are the people surrounding Donald Trump, who he placed in office in all the different government offices. I say to you all today, dump Trump. Dump Trump.
With at least 20,000 at the rally, more were trying to get in, thwarted by security checkpoints, according to Answer Coalition's Kimberly Stafford.
Think about that. The government is actually trying to stop and obstruct the ability for people to peaceably assemble in a permanent location. And they made that an obstacle. But we overcame that, and we're here. And then, at the last minute, they actually began telling the media, credentialed media, that they couldn't come and cover all of you, that they couldn't come and cover the demonstration, that they couldn't cover the expressions of dissent. And we said, well, what are you talking about? This is credentialed media. They're already credentialed. They're allowed to come into the security zone. They're allowed to bring their cameras. They're allowed to cover anything they want, not just the stage-managed parade, but the true expression of democracy, the people that are here, because dissent is democracy. Democracy isn't just about a ballot box. Every struggle that we've waged, everything that we've won in our history has come because people have been in the streets, and we say you have the right to be in the streets.
Imam Mahdi Bray has been struggling for justice for years. He stands at the Navy Memorial Plaza holding a photo of a young woman.
I'm holding this picture here. I'm holding this picture. Maybe you can't see it, but it's Zahra. So I'm out here for Zahra. She wears the headscarf that we call the hijab, you know. And when Donald Trump came in, many of our Muslim women and girls were being pulled by their scarves and attacked and everything. So I'm standing here for Zahra. So I want you to stand here for Zahra today. We're standing here to say to Donald Trump that we're not going to be profiled. We're not going to be placed in the registry. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. We're saying to you, Donald Trump, we're standing against your dangerous agenda. Your agenda is a dangerous agenda. It's not a moral agenda. It's an agenda that's full of bigotry and hate. And we're going to continue to stand. We'll continue to stand for justice, and we're going to continue to fight for justice. We'll fight for justice until hell frees over. And when that fails over, when hell frees over, then we'll fight on the ice. We're going to continue to fight. So we're standing. We're standing together. We're united. We're not going to be separated. You're trying to break us up. We know it's the old game of divide and conquer, but you're not going to play us together like that. We're going to stand together as immigrants, Muslims, Latinas, workers, old, young. We'll stand together.
The imam speaks as protesters hold signs which say, stand with immigrants, no to racism.
It is historic. It is something that shows that the people do not want Donald Trump. We do not accept him.
Rachel Salaam is with New York City's Party for Socialism and Liberation. She teaches in an after-school program in East Harlem.
My students are Black, my students are Latino, my students are Filipino like me, and I had to have a conversation with them. I had to have a conversation with them because they were afraid. They were nervous. They were afraid for their families. And I said, there is a time for fear and there is a time for action. It is a time for action. It is a time for action. And my students are bold and my students are brave. And I'm here not just for me, not just for my community, and I'm here for them. I'm here for them. And they have a message that they wanted me to share with y'all. And that message is, they made a banner, it was beautiful, but you know, we were a little worried if Secret Service was gonna take it away. So I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna bring it, because it might be too big. But it was a big banner they made, and it said, speak up for the sake of your future and ours. That's right. Middle school students. My students said, if Donald Trump comes to East Harlem, let me tell you what's gonna happen to Donald Trump. They said, he's not welcome on my streets. He's not welcome on my blocks. And I agree with them, because I came from a similar community. I'm from Lowell, Massachusetts. Not many people know what that is, but it's part of the country where so many of us are forgotten. So many of us don't have jobs. So many of us don't have health care. We have nothing in communities like mine. I grew up in a refugee community of people who are from Vietnam, from Cambodia, who America bombed their countries, bombed our families' countries, and forced us to come here. That is why we're in the U.S. Not because we want to be, but because our homes were stolen from us. And we come here, and there are no jobs, and there are no opportunities for us here. There is nothing. We look around and we work under the table. We make $5 an hour working in sweatshops in America. That is my community. That is the community that my students live in. They live in a similar situation. It is a situation that we are all in across the country. But at the same time, all of my students are wising up, just like so many people out here today. And we're saying no more.
Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter!
Hawk Newsom is president of Black Lives Matter New York. He was thinking of words to say, which he couldn't figure out until he got on stage with mothers of the movement who lost sons and daughters to police violence.
I want to tell y'all that you may mourn, but the time for tears are over. Turn that them tears into anger. And let that anger be the catalyst to this revolution. I tell you this, if it wasn't for America letting these deaths slide, we would not have Donald Trump. If America would have listened to all y'all when y'all were in the streets protesting, stopping cars, chaining yourself to bridges, this would have never happened. We told them for years America was a racist place and nobody listened. So now you know what America got? America got its medicine. And its medicine is sitting in the White House. Now America will know what it feels like for the people it trusts not to represent them. You understand what I'm saying? Black people have built this country. And they treat us like we don't belong here. Guess what? Now everybody gets to feel that from Donald Trump. But the time for tears is over. It's time to build. It's time to build this revolution. Let Corinne Gaines' face be the icon, be the logo of this revolution. It's time for you to lace up your boots and fight back. Everybody say love trumps hate, right? We gonna let our love power this revolution. We are going back to our communities and grabbing people, dragging people, doing whatever we need to do to get them in the streets, to get organized. so we can have better representation.
When I say dunk, you say Trump. Dunk! Dunk! When I say dunk, you say
anger
Trump.
And resistance
dunk.
On Pennsylvania dunk. Avenue after the inauguration dunk, of Donald Trump as President dunk. Of the United States, January 20th, 2017. Linda Perry, WBAI News, Washington.